Proclamation number 3964 dated the January 29th, 1947. Prediction of a swiftly approaching end. Weak faith therein. You know that you cannot expect a long life on earth anymore and that every day is a grace enabling you to mature fully if you make correct use of the time. You know this from my word, but your faith is not yet profound enough to be spurred into utmost striving. You doubt the truth of my word as far as it relates to the approaching end. Nevertheless, you should eagerly work at improving yourselves, for the end is at hand. Time and again I approach you with this admonition and warn you of half-hearted, thoughtless living. Time and again I call to you, pay attention to my word, engross yourselves in it and live accordingly. You won't know when your last hour has come. You don't know how much time you have left until the end. Hence you should live as if every day is your last. I always send you my obedient spirits to convey illuminating thoughts to you, to direct your mind to the spiritual kingdom. I send you my messengers on earth to inform you of the approaching end, to draw your attention to the signs of the last days and to awaken firm faith in you by imparting my word to you which was transmitted directly to earth. And thus I constantly try to explain to you the gravity of the situation in order to enable you a blissful end. Yet none of you take my words seriously enough. Your faith is still too weak to live appropriately even though your will is turned to my direction. And therefore I admonish you time after time. Engross yourselves in my word. Let the thought of a near end come alive in you. Prepare yourselves for it, and place less importance on earthly things in view of the end, in view of the immense spiritual hardship which will even increase the closer it is to the end. Use all available strength in order to grow spiritually, and fully entrust the care of your body to me. Make use of the short time until the end. Be constantly active with love. Always draw strength from my word. Admonish and teach your fellow human beings to do the same and thus help each other to reach the goal on earth which I had given you. Help each other to become perfect, for there is only little time left until the end. Amen. Revelation 8:6-12. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, and had life, died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. The Holy Bible, King James Version.